Along. This is Ellie Rosberger. Welcome to our YPC Draft of Shavuot Insights for the Draft Series, where we take the topic that has been discussed in this week's Draft of Shavuot and expand upon it a little bit, either halacha or agada to hashkafa, sometimes a combination of both. This week, the shiur is going to be on the Sechah Sotah Daf Lamed Ches, and it's going to be a little bit more of a global issue, as not necessarily specifically related to particular piece of Gemara, even though we will associate it with it. The idea being the following. We just begin to discuss halachas of Birchas Kohanim. And the Mishnah tells us, or the Gemara tells us, that it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to go ahead and give the bracha every day, and a Kohen who does not give a bracha is over and alive. As it says, I'll read you the words, by Rabbi Shuban Levi, Kol Kohen Shina Ola Leduchan Over Bishlosha Asei, Kosavarchu Amar Lehem Misamu Hashemi. If that's the case, then we have a simple question: is why don't we duchen in Chutz La'aretz? We know that in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to duchen every single day. In many places, some places in the north, specifically the Galil and Haifa, I saw minhag is to duchen only on Shabbos. I remember when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so Kibbutz Yavne sometimes had a little later minyan than KBY, and because of that, we would sometimes go, and when we went there. And when we went there, we would notice that they would go ahead and duchen on just for Shabbos Musaf. They didn't duchen the rest of the time. So again, the question again is, why is it that people don't duchen every single day? So what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring down one or two basic approaches, see what we have, as well as an interesting shadow that was brought down I saw in the name of the Rav Sefraim, Rav Nota Greenblatt, Zichron Levracha, a great Rav in Memphis who passed away recently, and there was a biography that came out by Armstrong, getting a little bit more notoriety. Not from Misasa, but he has a very interesting tshuva when it comes to this as well as. Okay, so let's begin. So, why is a Kohen, why do not duchen in Chutzlar? So, the Maharil brings down. Excuse me, sorry about that. Okay, so the Maharil brings down that one of the reasons why we don't go ahead and duchen in Chutz La'aretz is the following. And he writes, Kevan Shenagua Kohanim Litvul Kodam Nesias Kavayim. Since Kohanim had a minhag to go ahead and go to the mikveh before, because Shalem Litvul Bechol Zman, and it's much more difficult for them to go ahead and go to the mikveh pretty much every single day. I guess you know you do could see the challenge with that, especially if somebody's going to get to work and go to early minyan. So lachin noagu lisa kapayim rak biyom tov. Therefore, they made the minhag that you only duchen on yontif. And what's the reason? Shechayev adam matar asol b'mikveh, because there is a halacha which says that one is supposed to go to the mikveh on erev yontif. Again, I don't know if that's his worldly practice. I know the practice is definitely a lot more prevalent on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, but there is such a concept, so that the Kohanim would go Erev Yom, the Kohanim would go Erev Yom Tov. So therefore, there they'll be able to go ahead and be Mekayim, the idea of being Tovah before, as opposed to, let's say, a regular weekday, that wouldn't be the issue. Now, of course, there are a couple of questions with this. First of all, this idea is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk anything about this. And second of all, it's a Chumrah. The Beis Yosef says it's like a chumrah, which is asili de kula. How is it asili de kula? Because again, what happens is what you're doing is that because of this little chumrah that you want to go ahead and have add this little chumrah of doing tefillah before. You get add this tefillah before, you're going to be go ahead and being a kuli. Sorry, you're going to end up being makel in the mitzvah, and you go ahead and miss the mitzvah. So that's one thing that, the reason why this is kind of pushed away, the halacha. But while this isn't really accepted, the halacha, it does bring down something that does interesting, comes out from here. And this is that being brought down by the Bir Hitev, is that there was a minute at some point that shuls, when Yantif came out on Shabbos, would not duchen. In other words, they would have a duchen. Came out on the weekday, they would have a duchening on Shabbos. Practicing most of the shul, I think,
first being is that those who have the minhag to go ahead and sing, as Kavani sang it, and say the special tefillah for the chalomos, we don't see the tefillah for the chalomos on Shabbos. So that's the special akosha that's not on Shabbos. But where's this idea of not milchaming on Yom Tov and Shabbos in the first place? So, the Vergente points out that, you know, Shabbos is mitzvah zona. It's a time where husbands and wife have a mitzvah to go ahead and be together. Many days of Yom Tov doesn't lose this. Yom Tov does not have a mitzvah of zona. So would that be the case? We're afraid that many Kohanim would observe the mitzvah of zona. But in observing the mitzvah of zona, and spending time together with their wives, they would become tummy, they would become voluntary. And by doing that, that of course would eliminate them from duchening, so therefore the minhag was not to duchen on Shabbos. Again, the question is, so what would happen if they would duchen on Sunday the day after, but maybe they would tell me also. And this is why this minhag has really not been so accepted. And many I call them for that it's a wrong minhag. In general, shuls should be duchening on. This is a practice that shuls do. Shuls do duchen on Yontif when it comes out on Shabbos, but it's an interesting postscript as that's related to this reason brought down by the Maharil. The other reason brought down by the Maharil is because of Bitul Malacha. And what do you mean Bitul Malacha? So we say the terms of Bitul Malacha is, you know, for a reason we don't do Hosafos during the week because we're afraid people need to go to work. So therefore, we don't duchen during the week also. We don't want to prolong the davening. And because we don't want to prolong the davening, and so we'll leave people for going to work late. So the question is, well, what about Shabbos? Shabbos, really, there is no such issue. As in fact, on Shabbos, we're allowed to go ahead and add on to the number of Kurim in the Torah. So then the Chor, according to this, we should be able to duchen on Shabbos also. So the Darkei Moshe explains that this reason is the idea is that it's not necessarily the point of having to physically go to work. Because if it was physically going to work, then for sure we would have gone ahead and allowed people to duchen on Shabbos as well. But rather, the issue is the mindset. People are in a work mindset. I know we're supposed to go ahead preparation on Shabbos, we're not supposed to be thinking about our melacha, but bottom line is, especially in the Golos, where economic situation has been hard for the Jews. I know right now, Baruch Hashem, it's been a little better in America. It's been better in America over the past century or so. But different situations, Jews could only get certain industries. They couldn't have certain jobs. Things about Jews being in the ghetto. Parnassah was a very, very difficult thing. And even on Shabbos, the strain of the Parnassah, even though you weren't working on Shabbos, still the idea of having that feeling on Motzei Shabbos or the end of Shabbos Minchah, like, oh, I got to go back to work. That was something which was really getting at them. Yom Tov, though, was a time where they were able to go ahead and completely, completely divorce themselves from the idea of Malacha. And because that's the case, that's why they were allowed to go ahead and duchen on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov we are in a certain state of simcha, and being in a certain state of simcha, that allows us to go ahead and duchen on yontif. And the truth of the matter is, Rav Sofer writes, is that read it over here. It says Nesias Kapayim Zmana Achar Avoda. Why do we duchen right after Ritzei? And that bracha says, "Kamosha darshu b'megillah shenemar vayirid meyasos hachatos vayivareches ha'am." When it came to Aaron, Aaron finished his chatos, then he blessed the people. And we say tefillah is b'makom avoda. Tefillah is coming in place of avoda. And the idea is the following: there ain't suffik. There's no doubt because she ain't avoda ritzuya v'hi pigul chas v'shalom. When the avoda is not really, really been accepted, and there's something wrong with the avoda. In other words, a person is down, right? So there's the avoda, it's not going to work on Birchas Kohanim. Lo sachul al misbarachim az. Then Birchas Kohanim are not going to be chal as well. So v'hayos be'yavusin ra'rabim ko yimos achol terudim al amichya v'al kalkala. So during the week, we're so busy with our work. We're thinking about our parnasa v'rovat filos b'li kavano v'tirda v'ruba. And our tefila is full of distractions. And we say the following, and we say,
Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says we should only be duchening on Yontif, as again, our tefillos are more focused. We're not thinking much about it in terms of the parnasa, we're not thinking about it in terms of the work, and instead, what we're going ahead and doing is it will help the quality of our avoda. Now, you should know there are a number of achronim, notably the Vilna Gaon, who wanted to reinstitute Birchas Kohanim in his shul. And they say that there was an issue that what happened is that when he wanted to go ahead and do it, there was some sort of machlokas which came back, and he was actually incarcerated in Vilna. And Vilna Gaon got the idea from here that this is not something I should be doing. As well as the Chaim Volozhin also wanted to try to go ahead and do this. And the next day, he came and said, the next day we're going to go ahead and have duchen during the day. And that night, there was a big fire, and the shuls burnt down, and part of the city burnt down. And they realized that, you know what, there's something wrong with going ahead and duchening in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore they decided that not to do it, and that's why it stays has been the minhag amongst Ashkenazim not to duchen on the weekday, but only to keep it on Yontif. Interesting tshuva that though is brought down by the Ruvos Ephraim. I just wanted to show it to you and share it with you. And with that, we'll close. And the question that the Ruvos Ephraim is the following. He goes, what happens if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's davening with a minion of Sfardim who would duchen every single day? And in fact, they bring down that when Shalom Shodran was in Chutz La'aretz, he would try to go every single day to daven in a Sfardish minion so that he can go ahead and duchen like his minigan Yerushalayim. But what about people, let's say, who live in Chutz La'aretz? And you have a Kohen who is an Ashkenazi who happens to say, oh, you know what, maybe I can go ahead and daven in a Sfardish minion and this way I can go ahead and duchen. So the Ruvos Ephraim writes that the Chachila one should not go ahead and do this in order to duchen because it's become minhag Ashkenazim, not the Dochen and the Chutz La'aretz. Ah, you're going to tell me you need a minion, and there was no other minion that you have, this is the minion you need to go to. So then in that case, Avadi can go to that minion, the reverse of Ephraim says you can even Dochen. The purpose is, the point what he's saying is that we have to go ahead and keep the minion, the minhag. The minhag, you know, is so strong that, you know, the villain go and tried to do it, and it was kind of similar to Shemaim, he shouldn't do it. Chaim Volozhin tried to do it, and got a similar to Shemaim, they shouldn't go ahead and do it. So somebody who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael and is meaning to go ahead and duchen like Rosh Hashanah Shadran, yes, it's okay, you can go ahead and seek out the minion. But somebody whose minhag is not that way, and somebody's not a Ben Yerushalayim, and he's a Kohen and he happens to be in the Sephardish Shul, so what happens is we say the following, if you happen to be there because you happen to be there, so you can go up and duchen with them. But just to go ahead and go to a Sephardish Shul just to duchen, that the reverse of Ephraim says is not proper because it's not following minhag Chutz La'aretz. So just to summarize, the real reason, the major reason that we talk about not duchening in Chutz La'aretz during the week is because of the tirada. We're not really the simcha. The simcha really only comes on Yontif when we can think about our tefillos properly. That's kind of a little bit of a fusion of both the Maharil's explained by the Darkei Moshe in terms of the tirada of the Parnosa and the Chasam Sofer that the tefila has, that the Birchas Kohanim has to be a supplement to the avodah, the tefila. And the tefillah during the week is just not as potent as it is on Yontif. And the idea of two Gedolei Ashkenaz who tried to do Birchas Kohanim and receive the Sivan Min HaShemayim that they shouldn't, as well as the tshuva from the Ruvos Ephraim, which tells us that a person who's a Ben Ashkenaz living in Chutz La'aretz should not go to a Sephardish Shul Lechachil to Duchen, but if he happens to find himself there, so then that would be okay. When it comes to a Ben Eretz Yisrael, specifically a Ben Yerushalayim who's been to get a Dochen every day, like Rosh Hashanah Shadron, and that would be totally correct to go ahead and find such a shul to Dochen. Okay, this concludes today's shiur. Kol Tov, wishing everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful week.